We will open with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the good news of salvation. And thank you that we can share that freely tonight. And thank you for each one that has come here. And for those that aren't saved that would be here, we would pray for them that they would understand tonight that they could know that their sins are paid for, that they would take that for themselves and have peace. Would ask you for help for Daryl and myself to share the good news of salvation plainly and clearly and lovingly. And just thank you that we do serve and worship a loving and living Savior and would seek to share His love tonight. We pray this in His holy and powerful name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 6 weeks ago, I spoke on your problem. What is your problem? Has your problem changed? Do you still have that problem? I hope not. But if you still do, it's wonderful to have you here tonight because it's another opportunity for you to understand that Jesus Christ loves you and He died for your sins and to take that personally. But do you want that? Is that something that you actually want? Or is this filling time because you have friends here, you have family here? So tonight I'd like to ask a question again. What is your plan? If you don't want to deal with your problem, what's your plan tonight? You say, what do you mean? You see, me and Lydia, we plan, we plan to plan. If you don't plan to plan, then you fail, or whatever, how that saying goes. We are planning to build a house. And if you're going to build a house, you need plans to show you where things go to get that house built. And in life, you have plans on things that you'd like to do. Maybe you have plans to graduate high school this year. Maybe you already did. School's probably over. Maybe you plan to get a summer job. Maybe you're planning to go on a vacation. What's your plan for your soul? You ever think about that? I'd like you to. So we'll start by reading a couple places. Mark chapter 8, we'll read there. Mark chapter 8, verse 36. Mark chapter 8, verse 36, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world? And I will say, for what will it profit a man or a woman? This is including both genders. If they gain the whole world and lose his or her own soul. Go to James chapter 4. James chapter 4 and verse 13. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit. Whereas, do you not know what will happen tomorrow? For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time, then vanishes away. We were talking this afternoon, some of us, about how old we feel. I'm 32. I guess I'm not that old, but you quickly start to feel the aches and pains of your life. Me and Lydia were talking on the car ride home about our childhoods, and I can vividly remember being less than 10, riding my bike everywhere. That was 22 years ago. 22 years flew by like I couldn't even imagine. And I'm sure the next 22 years, by the time Asher is 20, I'll be 52. I'm sure it'll go like that. Life is but a vapor. What's your plan with life? Go to Galatians chapter 6. That'll be our final reading, I think. If I go the right way. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to the flesh, or the desires that we have here on earth, the flesh will reap corruption, or it won't be worth anything eternally. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. So again, what is your plan? Is your plan to live this life to the fullest? To enjoy the sports that you're in? And I'll tell you right now, those are going to last a very short amount of time. You're going to have to get a job. You will get responsibilities in life, and sports become a thing of the past. In light of your soul, what is that worth? Is it worth an eternity in hell? You know, this word hell, Scott touched on it last Sunday, I think it was. And it's not a nice word. It's not a nice thing to think about hell. But you know what? What kind of a message would it be if truth wasn't told? The truth of salvation, yes, the Lord Jesus came into this world to pay for your sins, and that is such an amazing truth that it's hard to even get across to you. But he had to come into this world to pay for your sins, to save you from hell where you are going tonight if you are not saved. And that is a harsh but a very real truth. And if I even had a little bit more understanding of what hell is tonight, I'd be grabbing you and shaking you. What is your plan for your soul? Have you thought about that? This isn't something that you can just keep putting off. When I was young, we'd go traveling. My plan was to pay attention to all the road signs, all the exits, and try and memorize them as a 10-year-old kid. I remember sitting in the passenger seat. We'd go boating all the time. We picked the boat up, drive for a couple hours, and we go boating for the weekend, camping, go to meeting somewhere. But we were gone from home. As an unsaved child, my plan, knowing that I needed to be saved, was, okay, I'm going to try and memorize all the turns that we do so that if the Lord comes, I can get home. There's a lot simpler plan. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. But that was me at that age. That was my solution. If the Lord came, I got to get home somehow, so I'm going to plan to just try and figure out my way home. Is that you tonight? Are you planning, if the Lord comes and my family's gone, I plan to try and make it through the tribulation? Yes, some people will be saved in the tribulation, but that, good luck. That's a terrible plan. The Bible says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. It is such a simple plan, salvation. To be saved is the only way to have the perfect plan. To have peace with God. You say, how do I do that? I don't see any new faces here tonight. You've heard it before. You know what? What if I was to tell you this is not true? This is not true. Right here. What I'm holding in my hand is not true. I don't think there's any... You're all saying, yeah, no, it's true. This is the Word of God. It's true. How do you know? How do you know tonight? Well, I believe it's true. Okay, good. Are you a sinner? Yeah, I'm a sinner. How do you know that? Well, I believe it. The Bible tells me that. Well, then why aren't you saved? Because the Bible also tells you that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. You're a sinner. You said that in your mind, maybe not out loud. Nobody had to prove to you that you're a sinner. You know that. Nobody had to prove to you that this Bible is true. You know that. So if you know those two things, it's the same belief that leads you to salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. What is your plan? I was thinking in Luke 16. There is a story there about a rich man. And he had all the things of this world. The food, the money, the fun things, we'll say the sports, the traveling, the cruises, the cars. And then there was Lazarus, who just begged for the crumbs from his table. They both died. Lazarus went to heaven. The rich man went to hell. The rich man put the things of this world ahead of his soul. And he ended up in hell. And he was begging for a drop of water because he was tormented. This isn't a one-week torment to pay for your sins and then you can go to heaven. Eternal separation from God. Eternal torment. Is that real to you tonight? I just wonder. You know, standing up here, you get a view. Of what's going on. And I remember sitting in meetings. They talk about hell. They talk about my soul. They talk what happens if you died without your sin being dealt with, without accepting Christ. I couldn't wait for the meeting to get over because I didn't care. I knew I was a sinner, but I thought, there's tomorrow. If it was a series of tent meetings, there's tomorrow. We're going to come here and I'm going to hear the same thing. And when I'm done, I'm going to go play with my friends. There's next week. I can't save you. I'm very thankful I can't. But I wonder tonight, if I gave you five things, like, give me 50 bucks. Pray these words and do that and you're going to heaven. Would you do that? If I gave you tangible things to do, would you do it? I don't think you would. And even that's too much work for your soul. Because it was all completed at Calvary. That's the beauty of salvation. You don't have to do anything tonight. But to just trust that Jesus Christ died for your sins. So again, I ask, do you even want that? Do you want to know peace with God, or are you satisfied to know that you're going to hell and eternity is forever in torment and damnation? And the things of this world, are you're going to live for that, and when you're over, I'll put up with the consequences. Sounds harsh, I know, but my goodness. One harsh meeting, if this is harsh, is way more important than eternity in hell when you'd be thinking about this meeting tonight where you didn't really care about your soul. And again, I bring it back to the sincerity of hell. If I could even get that across to you where your soul is going tonight, I think you would be taking it a little more serious. I remember sitting in meetings with Al Cook back home, and he was going through the tribulation. And as a 14-year-old boy, my mind was going through all those things. And he was very good at describing the tribulation and the things that are going to happen when each seal is open, when each angel comes through with what they're granted to do to this world. And my mind couldn't take it. I was trembling, realizing what is coming. Now, as a 14-year-old boy, it is scary because you have an imagination. But even still, if you're an adult tonight, it should be just as scary because you're not going to be able to put up with it. You may have a job, you may have money, a house, things like that to live in. But the end is still to come, and your soul is not saved. So what's your plan tonight? You can have everything settled in the blink of an eye by putting your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is that simple. I think it's the verse over there. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I have a 17-month-old son there. It's been mentioned many times, but there isn't one person I would give my son for. And you know, God created this world knowing that sin would come into it, knowing that he would have to send his only son to die to pay for your sins, knowing that you would sit here tonight and not take it seriously, knowing that what Jesus did at Calvary isn't enough for you. But it is. You just won't accept it. To understand, okay, if my sin is serious enough that the Lord Jesus would have to come down to this earth to die on a cross, to pay for my sin. He did that for you. To save you from that hell, from that eternity separated from God to pay for your sins. I'm finished. I have nothing else to add. But I do pray tonight that you would think about your soul. Think about where it's going. Ask yourself, what is my plan? Am I fine to live in my sin? Am I fine to head to an eternity separated from God? Or am I going to accept what Jesus Christ did at Calvary? Am I going to have peace with God? Am I going to change my plan to an eternity forever in heaven? You could tonight. It's very simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.